Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. In the United States, a new report says Israel's espionage activities in the country are increasingly angering U.S. government officials and have, quote, crossed red lines. That's according to a report by Newsweek magazine. Senior intelligence officials have reportedly told Congress that Israeli spying operations are going too far. The intelligence assessments were given in confidential briefings to a number of congressional committees dealing with proposed legislation that would lower visa restrictions on Israeli citizens seeking to enter the U.S. The intelligence officials reportedly told Congress that Israel spies on the U.S. under the cover of trade missions or as part of joint defense technology agreements. U.S. officials reportedly called the extent of Israeli espionage activities shocking, far exceeding similar activities by any other close allies. Well, James Morris, editor with AmericaHijacked.com, joins us from Los Angeles Voice Thoughts. Welcome, sir. Mr. Morris, first of all, how much has Israel been a liability for the United States as opposed to an asset?
Thank you for having me back on Press TV again. It's the website's America-Hijacked.com, and you can get to it by going to USHijacked.com as a shortcut. Israel has been a tremendous liability to the U.S. You've had former commanders of CENTCOM going back to General Petraeus with the military posture report from CENTCOM, who basically said that Israel was a threat to U.S. troops in theater. You've had prior CENTCOM commanders who basically have also conveyed the same about not only Israel, but the settlement building that Israel's involved with in the West Bank. So Israel definitely is a liability to the U.S. It was the reason the U.S. was tragically attacked on 9/11. It was the primary motivation. And in 1993, as well, at the World Trade Center. So what we have to look at here, though, is you've also got the situation you just mentioned in the newscast about the visa waivers. Israel is not in a position or should not be in a position to have visa waivers, to have their citizens, spies, and whatnot, including the dancing Israelis on 9/11, who had actually known ahead of time, we know this from Israeli television, they'd said that they were here to document the burning World Trade Center, and of course, they were allowed to come out or depart the country without even being reported in the media. I think Fox News had done a story on it, and it was quietly removed from the Fox News website by the pro-Israel lobby group CAMRA, which is part of the Israel Lobby Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting. It's hardly that, though. But the bottom line is Israel routinely spies on America, industrial espionage. I know a good friend, Phil Giraldi, of a former CIA counterterrorism operative, a field officer, has written about that. He's also written about the Hollywood spy. It's an article called The Hollywood Spy, about the Israeli spy, self-admitted, Aman Milchan, who was actually greeted with open arms by a Zionist Hollywood. And he had admitted that he had actually spied on America with his nuclear weapons program. So here we have the world countries, so to speak, and how many countries are really involved with that? I mean, we keep on hearing the international community. It's, what, a few countries and some countries in Micronesia that support the U.S. with Israel on anything Israel does, including violations of international law. But the bottom line is this Israeli spy, who was a producer with Hollywood, I believe, with the Pretty Woman series. Again, you can go to my US-Hijacked.com blog. There's a post about him there. And he was basically Netanyahu's handler, helping smuggle nuclear uranium or uranium materials that could be enriched from a U.S. Navy nuclear facility in Pennsylvania. And this doesn't get reported in American media, just like what we're talking about here today. That was in Newsweek magazine. You won't see entities like CNN, Zionist CNN, which Wolf Blitzer there, who was a former reporter for the Jerusalem Post, former AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Israel lobby, of course, the editor. He's the point man at CNN. You don't hear him talking about this Newsweek story today about how there are America First intelligence operatives in the intelligence community in America who basically put America first. Philip Giraldi, I just mentioned, was one of them. Michael Scheuer, the former CIA bin Laden unit head, who had said that Israel is a threat to America as well, and actually was a cause for getting Americans killed. He said that we were attacked on 9/11 and other terrorism as a result of support for Israel. And our interventions in the Middle East as well, like in Yemen and elsewhere with the drone strikes. But the bottom line is Israel is a tremendous liability to America.
Right. And of course, besides mentioning that Israel is a liability, how much of a potential threat is Israel for the United States? Or in other words, how much should the U.S. be fearful of Israel?
Well, when you take into consideration the USS Liberty attack, where Israel deliberately attacked the USS Liberty in 1967, has been lying about it ever since, like it did with the Jonathan Pollard affair. I mean, you've got to realize that when has Iran ever attacked an American ship like that and lied about it? You know, it just hasn't happened. But we don't see the American media addressing this either, including my confrontation of John McCain in San Diego. You can just Google John McCain, James Morris to see that confrontation. American media basically passed on it. But what's very concerning also is that Israel has sold American military technology, like F-16 technology and missile technology, I believe, to the Chinese. And now we see this PNAC doctrine, rebuilding America's defenses, that the Zionist neoconservatives have put into play in the Middle East with Iraq, Syria, and Iran, all for Israel, of course. And now they're putting that agenda in play in Ukraine versus Russia. And if there comes to a point, or there comes a point in time where the U.S. goes to war with China, and we're seeing with American troops going into the Philippines now, very close in the South China Sea, again, in accord with securing America's defenses, Zionist doctrine from Wolfowitz and other Jewish neoconservatives, we could be at war with China using technology that Israel has stolen from the U.S. and supplied to America's quote-unquote enemies. So it's a very concerning situation, and like I said, it goes back to your original question. Israel is a tremendous liability to the United States, and this comes down to America firsters in the U.S. intelligence agencies against Israel firsters like John McCain and others, who are now pushing for basically World War III with Russia, because he's a panderer for the neocons, the upper echelon of the Israel lobby. To get more war, and we saw how well it worked out in Iraq, Syria. So I think John McCain's the last person to be listened to, but because there's Zionist media and a Zionist government here, it's very hard to get beyond that.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to James Morris, editor of America-Hijack.com from Los Angeles. Thanks, sir.